You're awake.
Good morning, honey. Why are you looking at me like that? Did you sleep well? It looked like you did. Cute little tossing and turning. I could tell you were having some fun dreams. Thinking of me, right? Are you comfortable? Not too warm in those blankets, right? Your body feels so warm. You're like a radiator, aren't you? You keep me nice and toasty. And I cool you off. Here, let me help you. I'm so sorry for licking you. I couldn't help myself. You're just so perfect. It's really an honor to even be this close to you. Look at these chills running up and down your neck. You really liked that, didn't you? Yeah, you did. I knew you would. All the time we've spent together in these past months. I know everything about you. You may not have known I was there, but it still counts, right? Who am I? I'm me? Ivy? Your biggest fan? Did you not read my letters? Yeah. That's me. You remember now. You never responded, but I know you meant to. I could see it in your writing. Your stories basically cried out for me, honey. I can read between the lines. I saw the signs. You practically wrote my name. Which is why... Yeah. Yeah, you're starting to remember now. So clever. Your brain is so amazing. It fought past those roofies real quick. Are you starting to remember? That foggy night? Yeah. Don't hurt yourself. Stay relaxed, okay? I bought all your books. I read all your posts. I wanted you to know how much I love your work. Your words really connect with me. And I think you know that. You're so damn talented. I wish I was half as good as you. I wanted to see where you lived. See if it would give me some inspiration. Or... maybe you would notice me, your kindred spirit, and take me under your wing. So I came to your state. Flew over here by myself with nothing more than your IMBD information. Long Island, New York. Pretty ritzy here, I must say. It suits you. Suits us. From there, it was pretty easy. Found your car registration from a photo I took of you from that book signing you did last year? Back before you had that chauffeur. You remember? The one in Oregon. You wore that blue sweater with the cute checkered collar poking out from underneath. I was there. You went to that hotel afterwards with that pretty librarian. We went to that hotel afterwards with the pretty librarian. I heard you guys from the next room. I must say, the way that whore was moaning while she rode your cock, You would think she was a virgin.
She's not. I checked.
Disgusting, really. You deserve a woman who is pure and untouched by another man. Unsullied. For your body only.
Anyway, I trace the registration back to your house. And so, I turn up at your place, sit on the porch for a while. You weren't at home, so I thought I'd spend some time to reflect. I thought, this is the place where the magic happens. I got so excited, I damn near pissed my pants. I couldn't help myself. I picked the lock on your living room window and snuck in. Why are you looking at me like that? I wasn't gonna steal anything. And I'm not a pervert. I didn't rifle through your undies or anything like that. All I wanted to do was sit on your couch for a bit.
You didn't even notice that part, did you?
No.
Because I flipped the cushion I was sat on.
The wet patch was too obvious.
You should really consider getting that cleaned.
I can do that for you later, when you go back to sleep.
So, I leave. You get back home, drunk. It's a filthy habit, really. Now you're with me, I'll help you stop drinking. However, it made it super easy to predict that you'd drink while you wrote.
Scotch. Really?
Really playing to the stereotype here, huh?
All I had to do was slip one into your drink while you went to the bathroom.
I'm very, sneaky, you see.
Lithe. Flexible.
So, back in through that window. Drip. Out again. The fog made it so easy. You couldn't see past the yard. And then, you drank it. You swigged that scotch all the way down. Like you wanted me to come in.
Yeah. You remember seeing me out the window. Stood in the yard. Looking at you, right? I brought my whole collection for you to sign.
And the shears, obviously.
Oh, that probably freaked you out, right? I'm so sorry for that. I just needed them to cut your phone line.
And so, there you were, staring at me, through the window.
I still am a little pissed off, babe.
You didn't let me in. You just stood there, in disbelief.
I know you wanted to let me in. You've been dodging publicity for a while, in the hopes that when we finally met, we'd have some privacy.
You were shocked, but excited for me to come in and show you how much you meant to me.
I was so ready. Ready for my life to be complete. Ready for you to realize my love and devotion. Ready for me to finally get to shake your hand and kiss your feet. I would have bought flowers, but the rain would have just pummeled them to death. It was really wet out there, love.
Just like you described in Book 3, Chapter 12, remember? When Elizabeth beckons to Alonzo to forgive her for her indiscretions.
So romantic. I thought maybe if I emulated that would be cool.
Obviously, it would be you apologizing to me, though.
For, you know, leaving me out in the rain, ignoring my letters.
I forgive you.
Of course, I forgive you. Don't be silly. I love you. I could never stay mad at you.
Whoops. I said I love you.
Oh, goodness. Oh, gosh, that's embarrassing. Whoopsie. I do, though. I love everything about you. I think you're just fantastic. The bee's knees. I love you, baby. You can say it back too, you know? You should say it back. No, no, it's okay. I understand. Okay. You barely know me. Of course. Of course. I just thought, after all this effort I put in. No, no, it's okay. It's okay. I know how to make you love me. Like this, right? Oh gosh, it's so big and beautiful. I think this is the first one I've ever had, but it's everything I ever imagined and more. If not a little floppier. Come on. If you really want to enjoy this, you're going to need to get hard first. I want to see you at full mast. I want to kiss and worship your perfect cock. That was a nice little moan. You like this, huh? When I suck and swirl my tongue around your head. And squeeze your balls in my palm. Oh, fuck yeah. A big drop of pre-cum just went into my mouth. It tastes so good. It tastes like you, Angel. I could drink it forever. What are you struggling for? Be careful, or I might bite ya! The look on your face! It's okay, I wouldn't ever hurt you. I love you too much, silly. The bindings? They're hurting your wrists and legs? Well, I'm sorry, but the last time I untied you, you tried to run away. You looked so silly, running through the house in the nude. Oh. That house? Oh, right. Don't worry about it. We're in my cabin. Where? Why would I tell you? That ruins all the fun. Let's just say, no one's gonna interrupt us here, baby. If you're gonna keep asking questions, I guess I'll just jerk you off instead. Your place? It's a while away. I had to double dose your Rehypnol to get you to stay zen for the whole ride. That's the great thing about Rehypnol, though. 30 minutes and bonk, you're down. But not out. We still got to hang out and the car journey over. I told you all about our plans together. You listened. You remember?
What?
No, God! Who do you think I am? I'm not a rapist! I wasn't gonna do that to you! I love you. I've always loved you. And I'm gonna show you. This virgin body is all yours. I kept it nice and tight, so you would enjoy me. Look at my nice perky tits. Would you like to suck on them while I jerk you off? Yeah. Oh, there we go. Oh, fuck, that feels so good. That feels so good. Try not to bite too hard. I'm holding your dick after all. Good. Swirl that tongue around my nipples. You're so good at that. Everything I ever wanted and more. Speaking of, wow, you're so hard now. You like my perky tits? Don't they fit perfectly in your mouth? Like we were meant for each other. Look at this dribble of pre-cum running down your cock. I think you're ready to finally take me. Okay. Claim my body, sir. Claim my body. I belong to you. Let me position myself over your cock. Just like this. Oh, feel my hot, wet cunt sliding against your dick. Quivering. Ready to eat you whole. So ready for you. Oh, we're never gonna use a condom, baby. You're gonna fill me with your seed every time and impregnate me with your brilliant sperm. I'm just gonna tease the head a little. Oh, rub it against my lips and clit. Oh, fuck. I'm so close already. Oh, God, it's so hard. Look at me, baby. Look at me. The love of your life. Finally getting to push my body onto your cock. I'll become one with you. Feel your hot member pulse and throb inside me. Are you ready? Oh, God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, baby. Fuck. It feels so good. You've taken my virginity. You're breeding me. I love you. I love you so much. Fuck. Why don't you say it back? Why don't you say it back? Say it back! Oh, please. I've been waiting for this moment all my life, ever since I was a teenager, reading your books, masturbating to your work. I finally get to show you what you mean to me. Why do you look so scared? This is all for you! Do you want it harder? Like you did with the librarian lady? I can moan for you like that, except mine'll be real! You're fucking my tight virgin pussy, and you look so fucking scared! Why? Why aren't you enjoying this? You fear me? You're scared of me? This isn't how it was supposed to be! This was supposed to be a special fucking moment! Oh God, I'm so sorry. I slapped your beautiful face. Here, let me thrust again.
I'll take the pain away. I love you, darling. Look at your face. So red.
So beautiful. That looks so sore. Oh, you have such sensitive skin. Such a sensitive soul. So perfect. I wish I could be as beautiful as you. I wish I could try your face on. Wear it. Be as lovely as you are. Feel your skin on mine. Be you. Fuck. Your cock feels so good inside me. Do you feel it? The pulse of my heart pounding against you, milking you. Oh, you're gonna come inside me and breed me, and I'll be yours forever. I'm trying to show you how much I fucking love you! You're genius. You're brilliant. You have to realize how unique and fantastic your work is. I believe in you. You want me to prove how far I'd go? I would do anything at all for you. Look, you can corrupt my mind with your sex. You can fuck my ass if you want. I'm getting so close, riding you like this. Are you getting close? You can deny all you want, but I can feel you fighting the urge to buck into me. I can feel your cock throbbing and oozing that wonderful pre-cum into me. Fuck it! Please! Please come inside me! Please come inside me! I love you so much, and I want to be marked by you. I want to be your everything. I want you to coat the inside of my pussy and womb with your seed. Give me every last drop. Oh, fuck! Fuck! I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you! This is perfect, isn't it? I knew it would be. Even if we got off to a rough start, doesn't this feel so right? Like my body was made for yours. Are you finally going to admit that you love me? What? You want to go home? But, babe, this is your home. Don't say stuff like that. I love you so much. Your work is everything to me. You can do your writing from here. There's no internet, but I can submit chapters in the local town via post. Yeah. You'll keep writing. What do you mean you won't? You're joking, right? No, you're joking. Because if you're not, I'll eat your heart. I bet it tastes perfect. Just like you. I'll start with your heart, and then your brain. Absorb your powers. Write it myself. And when you're in my stomach, and while I'm digesting you,
we'd be one. Together forever. I can't